You get the mixed nuts. You get walnuts, which I'm pretty sure I'm a little allergic to because it makes my tongue feel funny, but I eat them anyway. The hazelnuts. I mean, I don't know what's wrong with that. Someone help me out. Does anyone else put a bowl of nuts out around Christmas?
Hello, how is everyone doing today? And welcome to a brand new episode of Chris and Amanda's Song Swap Showdown. Whoa, we are so excited because today is the first of our three holiday-themed episodes. If you had the opportunity to check out our live stream yesterday, Sunday, we did... We spun the Wheel of Themes, a special holiday version of the Wheel of Themes, and it landed on three show ideas. And it was packed. It was packed with a lot of ideas, and I swear, I swears it, Amanda Sharp, I did not stack the deck. Listen, the Wheel of Themes was spun, and it was shuffled every time, too, by the way.
And you know, I saw it with my own eyes.
The fates would have it.
You're right. And you know... The most cruel part about the show yesterday was it was like the one I wanted was basically just about to be landed on.
Just about to be landed on. Well, you never know.
Hit the next.
Maybe we just do a bonus episode too. Maybe we sneak in a little bonus episode in there.
I wouldn't be against it.
I know you wouldn't be. I know you wouldn't be. But yeah, so listen, everybody, welcome to the show. And as Amanda and I are just talking about, we did do a very special bonus episode where we spun a wheel, a special holiday wheel of themes, and it landed on three episodes, three themes that we're going to be doing. So today's theme is all metal Christmas. Super excited. I even got my special Anthrax Christmas shirt on. And then our second show, which will be the following Monday, is called Mistletoe Memories, which is all romantic Christmas
songs. That will be fun.
Christmas love songs, as you would have.
Smooching songs.
That's right. Smooching under the mistletoe. And then for our third show, we've got Yuletide Yuxmas's Funny and Weird Christmas songs, which is basically a part two from the one that we did last year, which everybody seemed to love. Like, we got a lot of great comments, and everybody really loved and had a good time with that one. We had Mark Ronick on as a special co-host, filling in at the last second for you, because unfortunately your Christmas last year was a little was a little under the weather. Wink. We're super excited. So listen, everybody, if this is your first time checking out Song Swap Showdown, well, welcome. Welcome to our holiday-themed episodes. We don't always do holiday themes, but Amanda's been waiting for this year, waiting for this time of year all year long, because if you do follow the show regularly, we do talk about Christmas music quite a bit. And Amanda's one of those people that cruises in her car in the summertime listening to Carpenter's Christmas Portrait.
No shame. With my windows down.
It's Merry Christmas, darling.
You got that right. Four-way stops and all.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Blaring. Christmas is blaring out the windows in the dead of summer. The heat of summer. But hey, listen, if this is your first time checking out the show, well, how the show typically works is Amanda and I each swap three songs with each other every single week. And those songs are based on a theme that is chosen by the Wheel of Themes, which we usually spin at the end of every show. However, these next three shows already been predetermined, so no need to spin the wheel this time around, because it's been done already. But we then rate those songs on a scale of 1 to 5 records, in this case, with 1 being a Christmas tree on fire. Your tree is burning up.
Which, incidentally, is one of my fears in life.
It's like a Charlie Brown tree that just literally went right up in flames. Yeah. Poof. That's a 1 record. All the way up to 5 records, which is a chorus of angels on top of the tree.
Yes! On top of the tree.
All singing in harmony. It is on the Eternity Christmas holiday music playlist. That's where it belongs. That's where it will belong forever.
I did say yesterday, I said, I'm not sure if this episode's going to get some five records.
So we'll see. I don't know. It's going to be good. Listen, and this is one of these episodes too, where I know when it comes to metal, like, it's not everybody's cup of tea, but there are a lot of really good fun metal songs out there, Christmas versions. Some serious, some funny, some just, you know, having a great time. And I always found it so funny when metal bands do Christmas songs, because you can usually tell they're just having a ton of fun doing them for the most part. Sure. For the most part. And I always think that's great, because, hey, man, metal people are people too. And they also celebrate the holidays. And they also want to be merry.
It wouldn't always appear that way, but yes. I think you are not incorrect.
Yeah, metal fans are people too.
That is correct.
Yeah.
I just think sometimes their music isn't always merry.
Yeah, so I'm really interested. Your playlist this week is quite interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Quite interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And if I know you, you either, one, got suggestions from the community, or two, you went on Spotify's metal Christmas playlist and quickly cruised these songs that you thought sounded pretty good. And listen, in full disclosure, everybody, and once again, if this is your first time listening to the show, Amanda, and this is what the show's kind of, the foundation of the show is based on this. Amanda is not a fan of metal. She doesn't listen to metal. She didn't grow up a metalhead or a hard rock person. Like, she's not a fan of that music. Amanda is country and pop.
Yes.
And just wholesome music. And metal is not her thing. Yes.
It's not. This girl.
That girl.
This girl right here is not a huge fan. That's right, Paula. That girl.
That girl.
Was not born and raised. And I think when you're listening to your music as you grow up, like, so much does come from where you were born and raised and what your parents listened to. Mm-hmm. And so I will admit, I did go through the Spotify. I just typed in Metal Christmas on Spotify. And okay. Spotify, as it always does, did not disappoint and gave me a really nice blend of metal songs. Now, I guess so. When you send me songs, so you recently had sent me a metal TikTok.
Yes.
A metal Christmas song TikTok. And I guess that is what I always compare it to, because you tend to send me the extreme versions of things just because you know the reaction it's going to do or the feeling.
Because I know it's funny.
Yes.
And I know you're going to watch it and you're going to be like, oh dear Lord. Like, oh, I'm used to seeing this kind of stuff, and it is extreme, and it's funny, especially that video was really funny. Like, she did it really well. And I'm like, I got to send this to Amanda. And it's just
it was extreme. So when I hear that, that's what I think in my head Metal Christmas is going to be, because that's the examples that I've had. However, when I went down the Spotify rabbit hole of Metal Christmas songs, I was very pleasantly surprised that I did not skip hardly any songs. I actually let them play out and enjoyed myself and had an experience. So I will admit I was much harder on Metal Christmas than I ever expected that I should have been, now that I've actually been a little bit diversified to that taste of music.
Yes. See, you were open-minded. Just as I have been, because last year, I think it was last year, right?
Yes,
we did the whole country Christmas episode, which, as I sent to you, is trending again in our in our back catalog. It's like in our top 10 most downloaded, most listened to episodes currently. So,
you know,
and that was all you. And I was very open-minded about the whole country Christmas thing. And I actually was very pleasantly surprised with the songs I wound up discovering and sharing with you.
And incidentally, apparently 90s country in general is trending with these younger babies. Like 18 to 25-ish range, like these baby. I don't know what generation that is. Right. Someone throw us a bone in the comments. Dave, knower of all, he probably will know. What generation am I talking to when I say that? But I'm going, why is 90s country coming back? So maybe that is also why our country Christmas is trending, because those babies are listening to our episodes.
Yeah.
I mean,
it very well could be. I mean, listen, when I look at our data and analytics from our audience – We get
right here.
We have people listening and watching us that are as young as like in their very early 20s, all the way up to like their 60s. So we have a very broad range of audience. And thank you very much, everybody, for checking out our show. Hey, and make sure you also, if you're on YouTube, hit that subscribe button and also smash that little bell, as they always say, so that way you get notified every time we go live or we drop videos on this channel, which we do regularly, whether they're shorts or full videos or things like that, new episodes. So we appreciate it if you do that. And also, if you are listening to the audio version of this, which you can listen to on any podcast platform, and also watch the video over on Spotify as well, we appreciate if you hit a follow over there too, so that way, once again, you get notified when we drop new episodes, which is every single week. And Amanda, just an FYI, this is actually our 45th episode of the entire year right now.
Really?
Of the year, yeah.
We did a lot of episodes this year.
We have.
This I mean, we always do a lot of episodes every year, but think when there's only 52 weeks in a year and we've got two more that we're going to do. High five.
High five. Yeah, it is our 45th episode of the year.
Look at us
go. When it comes to Song Swap Showdown. So, and we appreciate, once again, all of you for helping us out grow this channel. Yes. Because, man, we have so much to be thankful for when it comes to all of you, our audience, our community, who have been just helping us grow and hitting that subscribe button and sharing the show and engaging with us and leaving comments and reacting. And I have a feeling this show will be no different. So please. And I already see the chat is lighting up. It's lighting up. And I want to get to some of these comments. There's so many of them. But I think what we should do first, Amanda, is let's dive into our first songs.
Let's do it.
Right? And then let's then go into the chat. And because there's a lot of fun going on today. And I want to make sure that everybody gets some air time today. James Scott. What's up, party people? Love
party
you, James. Thank you for checking us out. And Paula is saying, as a country fan, I consent, by the way.
Thank you, Paula.
Yeah, and Dave is saying, Gen Zs are 30-somethings, Gen Alpha are 20-somethings. So thank you.
Are they just going like alphabetically now?
New Wave Dave.
Maybe it'll be next generation. And
Anthraxmas. That's right, Merry Anthraxmas.
Good morning and happy Merry Anthraxmas. Yes.
So, yeah, there's a lot of great comments here, and we will get to them. So I please keep going. We will engage with you, and we will bring your comments up on screen because, of course, Dave's got his playlist suggested. Ian, as he does, has his playlist suggested. So I want to get into that, but I want to start the show.
Let's do it.
I want to dive into. I'm very excited.
Let's go for that.
So who's going first this week?
You know, I'm really excited about my first song to you. So I think you went first last week, but I would love for you to go first again because I really love my first song to you.
You got it. And really quick, everybody, for all the songs that we are talking about today, you can catch them on our Song Swap Showdown Christmas playlist, which is available right now. You can use the link in the description here or use the QR code on the screen to access it or head over to Spotify and just type in Song Swap Showdown Christmas playlist. We have all these songs that we're going to be talking about today, plus songs that we, Amanda and I, have put on there, plus suggestions from our community. It's an ever-growing playlist, so please make sure you follow it and share it with anybody else that you love who loves Christmas music. Boom. All right. Boom. So your first song to me is by Sabaton. It's a Christmas Truce. I was saying the other songs that you put on here, I expected them to come from you. And I'm going to say they're not bad, but I expected them. This one, I did not expect. I did not expect Sabaton Christmas Truce to come from Amanda Sharp as a song that you're like, I'm swapping with you. Now I know you went through the playlist, so I got to understand right off the bat, what about Sabaton's Christmas Truce spoke to you?
Do you know? So I would have to go back and look and see where it landed in the Spotify playlist because I don't think it was like the first of them.
Yeah,
but
I can't remember.
This one turned on. It had such a unique sound. And I immediately was captivated by the lyrics because oftentimes I say when I'm not a fan of metal because I don't always understand the lyrics or can hear them. And I really like to know the journey and the message behind the song. And so I will say almost immediately I was able to understand what they were singing about. And what a powerful song. It was as if this ballot just called my heart and claimed me as a fan.
Wow.
Yeah.
So consider yourself now a Sabaton fan? Would you be listening to more Sabaton music?
I'm not sure. From what I read and researched a little bit, they have an entire album about wars and stuff. And
yes, they do that. That is sort of their thing, is they do a lot of records that are based on history, European history.
Which I think the tale of this tale in Christmas Truce is kind of part of why I liked it, because of the history behind it. And it humanized the soldiers, you know, World War One, and they still were people. Like you said, metal people are people too. Like, soldiers are people too. And we often look at them as tools to just fight a war. And this is a snapshot into, you know, these were loved ones that were away from their families fighting for their country. And while we all believe what we fight for is right, at the end of the day, we're all humans. And I think we always can find common ground. So I don't know, this message in this song just spoke to my heart so, so much.
Yeah, it's a very interesting song for sure. And just to give you guys a little backstory about Sabaton and the song. So to Amanda's point, this focuses on an actual historical event that happened during World War One, during German World War One, December 24th, 1914 is when the song is actually set. And this is coming off of Sabaton's The War to End All Wars, which was released in 2021. And Sabaton is a Swedish band. I believe they're from Sweden.
They're across the pond for sure.
Yeah, 100%. So basically, this is based on, as I said, December 24th, 1941. In a German World War One, troops began decorating the area around the trenches in the region of Europe's Belgium for Christmas. As they did, they celebrated by singing Christmas carols, including Still Knock, which is Silent Night. Mm-hmm. The British troops in the trenches across from them responded by singing English carols. The two sides shouted Christmas greetings to each other. As word spread, men from both sides of the Western Front ventured into no man's land to mingle and exchange food and souvenirs. They even played some football. It was a rare few hours of peace amongst the bloody conflict. That momentous first Christmas Eve of World War One serves as a basis for this song. So they recorded Christmas Truce for The War to End All Wars, a concept album that deals with themes tied to atrocities, miracles, and the events of the First World War. The bassist said recording a song about the ceasefire was the band's highest priority when they wrote the record. Not only was it the most requested topic by our fans, but for us, it was the emotional story from the war. This song took us years to create since we wanted the music to reflect the mood. And honestly, it was a big challenge. But we feel we managed to write a song that captures the spirit of that day over a century ago. So if you're looking for a combination of history, Christmas music, Christmas themes, I'll say.
Yes. It's a Christmas tale.
And metal, power metal. You know, Sabaton's got, like, they're considered in that genre, like that sort of like power metal. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say Viking metal. They're not Viking, but it's like power metal, very symphonic, very like thick, you know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sabaton is that. And this is a really good song. I will definitely say not my favorite of your three, because I will say I'm not a big Sabaton fan. However, I do have a lot of respect for them, and I love that their videos are always great, because they actually will partner with certain historical societies and things like that.
Smart.
And actually use, like, when they're making the videos to tell these stories, like, they're going in and they're with the tanks and all these stuff. And they, like, if you're a big fan of, like, World War One or World War Two, like, and the machinery and the like, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Sabaton does it really well. Like, they go in and they find these things and they make the music videos, and they're very good. So let's do this. Let me play a little bit of this song so everybody kind of gets up, because I feel like a majority of the people that are listening to the show, at least right now, probably have no idea what Sabaton sounds like or what this song sounds like. So
completely fair.
But I think that
up until yesterday, I didn't either.
Yeah. But I think for folks who maybe have a preconceived notion as to what this could sound, I think it'll be a little surprise. So let's listen to a little bit of Sabaton's Christmas Truce. always long openings.
I'm several.
Silence. I remember the silence on a cold winter day.
Kind of like a Celtic.
After many months on the battlefield, and we were used to the violence. Then all the cannons went silent, and the snow fell. Voices sang to me from no man's land. We are all friends.
It's good stuff, man.
And today we're all brothers. Tonight we're all friends.
Which is great. This is.
You can almost see this being a song on Broadway.
Yeah.
We drink and unite. Now Christmas has arrived and the snow turns the ground white. Hear carols from the trenches.
Yeah, so. Listen, it's a really cool song, and especially, once again, if you are very much into bands that create music about historical events, I mean, this is right from that. And as I was saying before, that this is based on that, which is so crazy to me, especially during World War, like, that you could be, which, you know, as we know, World War One was not, no war is pretty. So the fact that they could stop enough to celebrate Christmas and then kind of go back to, you know, having war is mind boggling to me. But I think this song does a really good job painting the picture and telling that story from history. So I think it's a good tune, man. I think it's a good tune. What do you guys think? Let us know in the comments below if what you're thinking about Sabaton's Christmas Truce. I once again am shocked that you put this on the list, but I understand where you're coming from, and I understand why now that you put it on the list and why this song spoke to you. So
it just immediately captivates. Yeah. Well, at least it captivated me. And imagine being the first person to cross enemy lines to shake someone's hand and basically say Merry Christmas. Like, to be that person, to be the first, to be that leader, to take that risk, and who knows how that changed history, even if ever so slightly. The whole story, I just loved it. This will be on my playlist, Christmas playlist, but it'll also be maybe on my Working Through Life playlist too.
Oh, the Working Through Life playlist. I cannot wait to dive into more of the Working Through Life playlist.
One day I'll share it with y'all.
One day. So, and by the way, Sabaton is from Sweden. They're from Fallon. I'm sorry, I apologize for all our international fans that I cannot pronounce the name of these Swedish towns, but they're from Sweden. And as I said, they do write a majority of their albums are written historical events, mainly wars and significant battles through history. They are referred to, as I said, power metal, but they're part of the big four of power metal, by the way, which also includes Helloween, Blind Guardian, and Dragon Force. So
sounds legit.
Yeah. So. All right, everybody. So listen, where do I rate Sabaton's Christmas Truce? I think it's a good song. Self-admittedly, it's not my favorite of the three, but I think it's good, and I'm actually glad you put this on the list because it got me to listen to Sabaton again with some different ears than how I would listen to Sabaton in the past. I've always felt like Sabaton for me is a band that I kind of like, I put on or they come on in a mix, and it's like, I got to be in the right mindset to get into them, and I like power metal stuff. But I feel like sometimes I'm just not like where I need to be to listen to Sabaton.
Okay.
But I liked that I listened to this with some renewed ears. So that was very good for me. So let me do this. So my rating is going to be based on that.
Okay.
And I am going to give Sabaton's Christmas Truce a
3.8. A 3.8. So this is your least favorite of my songs, which makes it the least favorite of the playlist from today, correct?
Correct.
Where I would place this song my favorite. So if that does not show and prove our extreme separation, even within the same genre,
it
cracks me up.
That's hilarious. It does. That is really funny. I
love it. I love it.
I like it too.
I'll take the 3.8. And you had heard this song before, right?
I have heard this song before. Yes. I had
you
heard this
heard
before.
All of them.
But it's not one that I actually just sat and like listened to.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
I sat and really listened to this and consumed it. Dave, 3.8 is the lowest rating. Chris is in his element. but yeah, I had never really, honestly, I'd never just sat and really listened and digested the song in the way that I did for the show. So having done that, gave me some like renewed interest in Sabaton, and also I think an appreciation of this song now. So
very good and so relevant in today's time.
So relevant. I mean, for real, it's not does the relevancy is not lost on me in the slightest bit.
Agreed. All right, so Chris, your first song to me was Merry Xmas. Merry Xmas.
Merry Xmas.
By Ice Nine Kills, so one of my first notes is, I love that I even know who they are.
Yes, Ice Nine Kills has been a band that I've introduced a lot of songs to you, and I've done very well with Ice Nine Kills and you, so.
Yes, and I would say we've done more Ice Nine Kills video reactions on our YouTube channel on demand than anything else. And so I'm so proud that I can say, oh, this is very their style. Like, I actually know their style now, and I can hear it, and I know the changeups that are going to happen because it's very traditional to Ice Nine Kills. So I was just really excited from the standpoint of, like, not that I'm a fan. However, I'm kind of like a fan now.
Well, I think that there's two things going here. Is that one, you seem, even though they are kind of on the, when it comes to the meter of, like, I wouldn't say they're traditional metal. They're more like metal core kind of a thing, which whatever, if you're going to get in a genre, I'm not going to genre police you, Amanda. I'm just happy that you're liking something heavy, but for all you and a know out there, yes, we all know Ice Nine Kills is not traditional metal, but they're more of the metal core kind of a thing. However, I think the other reason why you really like them is that because their last few records have all been songs about horror movies.
Absolutely.
Which is your thing. That is your lane. And this song in particular is based on the film Silent Night, Deadly Night, which if everybody remembers, so I for some of the our younger community, you may have seen this movie, maybe not. But I remember when this movie was coming out, and this came out in the 80s, this was such a huge deal that they were going to rate it X because it was so extreme. And it's and you watch it today, you're like, oh my God, as far as slasher films go, this is like, this is nothing. But because it was a Santa Claus, and I remember the trailer being on, and they banned the trailer, and because it was Santa Claus killing people with an axe and all that, and it was like really so controversial, and it made the movie become even more popular than kind of it really. I mean, it's for a slasher film, it's okay. It's a good 80s slasher movie. I mean, it's there. It's definitely respect for it. And I think it actually, you know, ignited a lot of like the Christmas themed serial killer films that come after that because Black Christmas is, by the way, Black Christmas is the OG Christmas serial killer movie. So definitely watch Black Christmas from the 70s before Halloween, predates Halloween. Check it out. This is why I had a feeling you might like this song, and I think this is why Ice Nine Kills like speaks to you.
They really do. And I am hoping that we can do a video reaction video to this at some point because
We got to do the video.
Amazing. And typically, if you've not watched some of those videos, I usually rate the video higher than the song.
You do.
Because the production they put into these things, I mean, they go all in, they get all the details correct, they nail it. I mean, it's a whole. Oh my gosh, everyone is spectacular.
Especially we just recently did Meet and Greet by Ice Nine Kills, which is the Silence of the Lambs one. Yeah. And you and I, because I hadn't even watched it, you and I were blown away by the amount of detail that they got right. Not only in the song, too, because the song they do it, but then the video, they did a really good job like doing Silence of the Lambs.
Detail. And then the lyrics around it, it's like they sit down, they take notes, and they're like, all right, challenge accepted. And then they create this masterpiece, both vocally and visually.
Yeah.
So I have become a fan, not just because I love their music. I really don't. I just love the creativity and where the lane that they've landed in. It's just genius. The ending is great. And the lyrics are so, so stupid. Let me pull my lyrics here because I just think, so now Santa's claws are out. The sinners scream and shout. I made sure the noose was Yuletide tight. So much for a silent night, a silent night. So now I'm slashing through the snow and the hearse is on its way with mistletoe tags. Thank God it's Christmas Day. Like, let's bring it home with some Christmas cheer. Thank God Day after slashing everything up.
Love it.
It's so creative, so dumb, so funny. And they've got, of course, their hardcore rah, rah, rah parts, but they also have their really good vocal parts too.
Spencer can sing, man. Spencer has a sick singing range where he can sing very melodic, almost, I would say, even borderline, sometimes even a little R&B tinge in his voice, and then can get the deep down growls and like just he just nails
Cookie
it.
Monster.
Like his range is absolutely blows me away. Blows me away.
So I really enjoy when they pop up on your album because I know I'm going to get a special treat. I, of course, had not heard this song before.
Yeah.
And I'm not surprised that they end up on your list. And then some, like, even the ones that I put on the list, I'm like, I know he's going to know these ones. I just know it. And sure enough, you did. But okay, so let's play a little Merry Xmas for those who have not heard this wonderful treat
by X9 Kills. Song.
I wouldn't say this is like your family Christmas party playlist.
So much fun. Yeah, it's not a party Christmas song, but it's great. It's great.
It is really good. So, all right. Where do I rate this one?
I'm where are you ranking this?
Because I feel like I really want to rate it alongside The View like I always do. But since I can't, because I know that sways my rating, I'm going to give this one, I'm not going to play it, but of the metal songs you gave me, this is my favorite that you gave me this week.
Right.
Which is so funny because if we would have went back to season one, I'd have been like, one record.
Yeah, I know.
You know I would have.
You would totally have given us one record. And I purposely stacked my list this week on purpose. There's a method to the madness, by the way.
You know. You know.
My wife was with me yesterday as we made this list. And I ran it by her. And we kind of like, so. There was a lot of slots. There was a lot of write-ins and changing of order and things. So this is what was agreed upon before it went over to you.
Okay. So I'm going to probably get a lot of people that would go, Amanda, why would you give it this rating? But I just think it's fun. I have grown to have an attachment to X9 Kills. So I am giving a little bonus, extra little points for that. So I'm coming in at 4 records, which I think is extremely generous for me, right?
So I gotta have some
first,
like,
some
jingle
woos.
Bell effects.
Yeah, Santa sleigh.
Yeah, I need slasher some like
slasher sounds.
Out of it. Yeah, slasher sounds.
4 Christmas trees. So not angels singing, but definitely no fire and flames nestled in at 4, which I'm pleased with. Thanks for sharing the songs with me.
You are welcome. It's a fun song, and just, you know, you got to take it tongue in cheek, as with all their songs. I mean, they are, every song is a tribute to the horror films that we've talked this over and over again, and their style, and it's great. I mean, they bring it. They have a ton of fun. The music videos are outstanding, and you know that, and like you said, a lot of what they do, like, if you're a fan of that kind of music, and then also, even if you're not, like, for someone like you in particular, see, there's just a way that you can that their music becomes accessible because you love horror and you love what they do with the videos, and you're in on what they're doing, like, you get it. And I think that even makes it more accessible for people that are maybe not fans of heavy music, you know?
Agreed. I just have such a great appreciation for what they're doing that do I love their sound? No, but do I really love and appreciate that whole package that they've created, that brand for them? So I just think it's genius and it should be applauded. So nice job, X9 Kills.
All right, there you go. So Dave Mattingly checking with 4. Who's that girl?
Who's that girl? I don't even know.
I've had such a dramatic effect on Amanda. It's amazing.
I know.
Transformed her. She would have given us a 1 in season 1.
I 100% can confidently agree with that.
She would have said, "Ugh, my ears were bleeding. I had a headache. That's a one record." That's exactly what you would have said in season one.
That's got to become a clip.
Yeah.
Because it's true.
Yeah, because it is true. It's very true.
It is true. So four records for Merry Xmas.
Four records. So Dave saying, Amanda is full of Christmas spirit. Sadly, Chris, I'd only give it between a 2.8 and 3.4. Not my thing. Totally respectable, Dave. Totally respected. But hey, not a one. Even a 2.8, 3.4 for something that you're not a fan of. Not bad. Not dumpster fire. Not Christmas tree on fire territory.
For sure. Dave, how did you like Christmas Truce? I'm curious about Dave.
Yeah, Dave, what did you think of Christmas Truce? Yes, good question. And what did you guys think so far of some of the songs that we played already? Let us know. As promised, I do want to get to some of the comments because, once again, we do appreciate all of you who take the time to put comments in and also make song choices for us. So, want to start off with Ian, our friend from Australia, who, once again, can't join us live now that there's been a time change because he's normally asleep at this time. But he does go in and he puts his thoughts into the comments early and always gives us song suggestions. So here he's saying, Merry Metal Christmas to you all, the start of December of the month and giving and receiving great music. 34 degrees Celsius or 93 Fahrenheit expected top today. Must mean the festive season is upon us. So he goes, apart from the obvious Mistress for Christmas by AC/DC, which is an excellent song.
I almost put that on my list, but I was like, Chris, 1,000%. Like,
I do. I mean, that's
right.
Yeah, it's kind of a standard, but it's so good. It's a fun song. I will have to leave the gems to Dave and Chris and Amanda to bring the Christmas to the table. Have a great show.
I see, Dave, we depend on you so much. That's why you're the VP of the Songs Up Showdown.
Yeah. And then Dave is then responding back, hey, have fun down under Ian. I'll add that Mistress to your Christmas list. Oh, Dave, always on a roll. New Wave Dave. So, New Wave Dave, always putting in his great suggestions. Dave Mattingly, our VIP, one of our big supporters over at Buy Me a Coffee. Which, by the way, if you'd like to become a VIP supporter like Dave, head over to Buy Me a Coffee /SongSwapShowdown or use the link in our notes or the QR code on the screen. All right, so my suggestions for Chris. Status Quo, It's Christmas Time. Good one. Christopher Lee, The Little Drummer Boy. That Christopher Lee Christmas album is phenomenal. It's so great if you are a fan of Christopher Lee. Of course, the legendary Hammer horror films actor and, of course, Lord of the Rings actor and Star Wars actor as well, Christopher Lee. Stiff Little Fingers, White Christmas. Good, solid playlist. I got to add these to the to our holiday playlist for sure. Got to get those on there. So his suggestions for Amanda, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, Carol of the Bells, which is funny because I gave you a Carol of the Bells on your list.
You sure did.
Twisted Sister, Oh Come All Ye Faithful, which is fantastic. I love that Twisted Sister Christmas record. It is so much fun to listen to. Mm-hmm. It really is. And I also love the duet on that with Lita Ford that they do with Lita Ford, which is I'll Be Home for Christmas. So good. Really good. And Alice Cooper, Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Oh, Alice Cooper.
Outstanding. So Dave also saying, Funny and Weird is My Specialty, referring back to when we were talking about the themes for our upcoming shows. So definitely that will be the last of our three. The Yuletide Yucks episode. Christmas Cheer and Fire is actually my decorating theme this year.
You can't go wrong.
Yeah.
Just stay safe.
Yeah, absolutely. And then Mark Ronick coming in saying, I like the new background graphic. Well, thank you, Mark. This is our festive background for the next three shows. You know, little Christmas fireplace all decorated, waiting for Santa to come down the chimney. You got to put a little cookies out here. I don't think there's any cookies out for Santa, right? You got to put some cookies out there.
Cookies,
down here.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. But thank you, Mark, for referring to the background. Dave saying, my favorite song about Christmas Truce is Snoopy's Christmas. Merry Christmas, my friend. Yes. That is a great one, Dave. Excellent. Very good. Very good. Let's see what else we got. He's also saying a good one. I forgot about Dio's. Oh, God rest ye very. Yes, that is a good one. God rest ye merry gentlemen. Dio, great version of that. God bless Dio. He's a treasure to music. And also saying, I thought you remembered Spinal Tap singing Satan Claus. but maybe my favorite imagination. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if there's a Spinal Tap. I mean, you would think they may have done one. I got to go check that out, Dave. I'm not sure. Spinal Tap is always good for doing some funny stuff. So, hey, listen, everybody. Let the comments keep coming. Play along here. Let us know what you think of the songs as we go along. So, Amanda.
Yes.
Your second song to me is Santa Tell Me. Not by Ariana Grande.
No.
But by Conquer Divide. Now,
can I make a confession?
Make a confession.
I think you gave this to me a couple years ago.
Did I?
Because it was already added on the playlist.
Oh, so here's what it is. The playlist, so I heard this song came out last year.
Okay.
It didn't appear on any of our shows, but I did add it to the playlist because I really liked it.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So that makes me feel really good because I was like, do I tell him that I think he already gave it to me? And so I'm already getting him.
No, we did not cover this.
Already liked.
Yeah, we did not cover this song.
I didn't feel guilty enough to take it off my list.
Yeah. Obviously not.
But I was like, I probably.
You're like, I'm just rolling the dice on it.
So, oh, look at us kind of digging a song. Yes.
So. Yes, I did put this on the holiday playlist last year because I thought it was a pretty cool version, and it was something that was released last year. So Conquer Divide, just so everybody knows, because I actually hadn't heard of Conquer Divide before this song. So they're not like this like hugely well-known band as far as in my sphere. Now, I don't want to offend any Conquer Divide fans out there because you may well be like, oh my God, what are you talking about? So, but they haven't been in my sphere of like on my my metal vision. So they are an American rock band whose members are from the US, UK, and Canada, and one of the founding members coming from Serbia. Now, Amanda, their origin state is Michigan.
Well, I'll be darned. Michigan does, eh?
Michigan. The band was formed in Michigan by guitarist and songwriter Kristen Sturgis, along with Susie Reagan. The lineup initially began as a five-piece with the addition of bassist Sarah Stonebaker and drummer Tamara Tadic and singer Kierley Castillo in 2013. In 2014, they announced that they had recruited Liverpool-based YouTube guitarist Izzy Johnson to become a member, making a six-piece. So,
wow.
But they have been around since 2013. And have been active. And last year,
they released cute girls.
Yeah, they are. No, I like the song, and it's fun. And I got to actually check out some of their other like non
Christmas
covers type of thing. But I mean, we talk about this a lot because we usually say that if a band is really trying to get over, sometimes doing a cover song of a very popular song, and we see this all the time on social media, TikTok, YouTube. That it really helps to propel a band and get everybody into their music. And this is just my take on it, by the way. This is not anything fact-based. This is just Chris's observations.
Yep.
I feel like that they did this song, and this did, at least in my eyes, because it caught my eye and said, oh, let me check this out. So, you know, if it helps to get a band over with an audience, I think it's good. It's always a risk, but I think in this case, for me, it worked because I'm a sucker. Once again, I'm always a sucker for heavy music with a female vocalist because I love the blend of that. And I think that they did a really cute version of this song. I do. And listen, if anybody doesn't know the song, I think it's kind of up there now with a seasonal, like it's on everywhere, especially the Ariana Grande version. This was a song that was originally written and performed by Ariana Grande. And in the song, she is feeling let down by Santa as he didn't grant her Christmas wish. And Ariana Grande was saying during a live Q&A stream that the song is about being fed up with Santa because he doesn't necessarily pull through all the time. This was originally released on Ariana Grande's second holiday release in following up her 2013 Christmas Kisses EP. So this was a song, and she also performed this on 2014 at the very Grammy Christmas. And so this song, though, has been covered by quite a few artists, and it was released as a single only in 2014. It went to number 12 on the US charts and number 11 on the UK charts. So
that's not bad.
Song then was covered by a lot of artists, by the way, since then.
Sure. Which,
You know, that's what happens with good Christmas songs. They get covered a lot.
Well, yeah. I mean, I just keep waiting for that like brand new one that I'm like, oh, this is going to be forever out there.
Yeah.
Because there were so many original staples that are on every Christmas playlist, you know?
Yeah.
I'm excited to always, because I love Christmas so much, and I'm always excited to see what that next one that like Owen's family would listen to.
Yeah. So you know? What did you think about this song? Why did you put this on your list? What was your reason?
It just immediately like captivated me. It just pulled me in. And, you know, I did not realize at the time that Ariana like had sang this. Which completely makes sense now that you say that, because I go, oh my gosh, they do sound very similar in a lot of ways. They just took such a spot, like a spin, and added that little bit of edge to it. So had we not went down this episode, I probably would not have found that song. But when I found it, it spoke to me right away. It was fun. It was silly. The girls were adorable. You know how you get like a cute little preview when Spotify is playing? I was like, oh my gosh, they're adorable. Like little babies. I just appreciated the whole little package. It was really cute. So it's a lighthearted, fun little song.
And now that you know they were founded in Michigan.
I know. That's so cute. I wonder how close they are. Like, are they still here?
I don't know. I don't know. You'd have to do some investigation.
Copper Divide, are you still in Michigan?
Maybe you
I'll
can
take
come
you out for coffee.
That's right. You can come to Pressed Rose.
Yes. You want to do Christmas in Ida next year?
Yeah, there you go. They could do a little acoustic performance.
Yeah, I mean, they're always doing country people, but they could probably put a little country spin to it.
That's right. They could put a little country
spin. They got the talent. I know it.
Yeah. All right. So let's check out a little bit of Conquer Divide's Santa Tell Me.
If you're really there, don't make me fall in love again if he won't be here next year.
Had they not had that beginning of her singing, I probably wouldn't have been so captivated.
Right.
Feeling Christmas all around, and I'm trying to play it cool, but it's hard to focus.
So I think this is a great alternative for people who like this song and maybe are sick of the original version and want it with a little more edge, a little more energy, a little more pop. Mm-hmm. I think this is the version. Like, I think this is really good. I think they did a great job with this. And Ariana Grande, by the way, she's outstanding. She has an outstanding voice. Like, she's absolutely
amazingly talented.
I think she's amazing. I really do. And she does things with her voice that most people cannot do. So it's hard to, I think, sing a lot of the things that she sings, because she just is such a technical singer and can just do things with her voice, like I said, that I don't think other vocalists can do. That's her talent.
Yeah.
So I think to be able to then take this song and kind of still have your own, pull it off and then put your own twist on it, I think good idea. So I really like this version. I really like it.
And you know what I often forget, to your point, where not everyone is like the Christmas cheer type of person. They don't want to listen to the traditional Christmas. And I think people may say they don't like Christmas music because they haven't found their lane of Christmas music that they really like. So I feel like this is a great entry level for somebody who's, no, I don't like it. And maybe they do. They just didn't realize that this type of option was there.
Absolutely. No, I agree 100%. I think that, like, especially for me, like, I love listening to Christmas music, and I love listening to all different genres, and I love hearing different takes on classic songs. I find that great, especially when you grow up with, like, hearing, like, you know, the Bing Crosby version or the Frank version, the Elvis, you know, like, the standards.
The solid standards.
All of a sudden, you take something that was done in the 40s, and then you make it like 2023 version. And like,
yeah.
I find that so great. It's like literally plucking something out from time and like really updating it. And I think it's great. So listen, where do I rank this? Where do I rank this record? Where am I putting this? Santa Tell Me by Conquer Divide. I am firmly giving this 4 records because it is one that I did pluck and put onto the list last year. And hearing it again, because I hadn't really listened to it since Christmas last year, just remade me like, man, this is a banger. It's a banger of a song. It's fun. It's fun. Like, this is a good party, holiday party song for sure.
I appreciate that. And I'm kind of not surprised since it was already there.
Well, yeah, it was already there.
There were some like little nuggets of clues that maybe you'd be okay with it.
I'm okay with it.
Okay, good. All right. So your second song to me, moving along. No Presents for Christmas by King Diamond.
No Presents for Christmas. Man, I had to put this on there.
So this song dives into a lot of different songs. Obviously, the main one starting out is the traditional I'm Getting Nothing for Christmas type of song. But it does go into kind of the other traditional songs as it goes on, because it's a long song. It's like 6 or 7 minutes long.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's and it's kind of a goofy song. I mean, it really it is. I mean, for King Diamond traditionally sings about like a lot of like myth and folklore and witches and demons and Satan and all this, and that's like sort of what he's, this evil character that he plays. And then this was like, so you got to wind the clock back a little bit on this. So I got to put this into some context, right? So,
okay, go ahead.
King Diamond, who I think everybody, okay, so if nobody knows what King Diamond looks like, let me bring this
I up. I don't.
Because I think I got to put this into some context for people so you guys really understand. Okay.
What he looks like and how he's singing a Christmas song.
Right. Well, I mean, so King Diamond, and listen, everybody's familiar with Ghost at this point, right? Like, we've talked about Ghost, and Ghost gets a lot of slack. You know, they catch a lot because basically King Diamond, I'm not going to say he was the first, but King Diamond was certainly one of the pioneers of the look. Let me get this up here. All right, here we go. Want to do it because I got to put this in context for all our video viewers.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
Right. So King Diamond, if you could see these pictures here. Nope. That's not coming up. Here we go. So you can see King Diamond, right? So he traditionally has like this whole like look with the cape and the upside down cross painted on him. And, you know, kind of plays this like really evil, like possessed. Like, he's got this whole character he plays, right? So he was a lead singer in Merciful Fate, and then he went off on his own and just did King Diamond, right? So he's got the look, and this is where the Ghost gets a lot of slack. So basically they're saying, well, Ghost is biting off of King Diamond's act, which, you know, if you really want to go for it, then King Diamond's biting off of Kiss's act, and Kiss is biting. Like,
I was just going to say, it makes me think a lot of Kiss.
It's theatrical metal. Like, that's really what it comes down to. And King Diamond's got a very unique sound because he's got a very high... very, very high, like, he's in a high register when he sings, but he can also do a low. But he sings a lot up here, and that's kind of like one of the distinct sounds.
Sure.
Merciful Fate, one of the four, like, forerunners of, like, British heavy metal and even, like, dark metal, you know, and with satanic themes and all the spookiness and stuff like that. Like, they had a vibe. He goes off on his own. And he's still doing, like, the same kind of thing, like, evil kind of sounding stuff. Like, records are concept records that have to do with, like, witches and, like, really, like, stuff, some stuff rooted in history. But really telling these elaborate stories. But then he just drops, and this is, like, 1985.
Okay.
By the way, that this happens, right? So, in 1985, he just, for whatever reason, felt like, I'm just going to do a Christmas record and be completely corny. And he did
that. I'm already loving where this is.
And he's done it several times before. And I want to, here's the cover of this. I actually have this, by the way. I have this record. And this is the cover of the record. King Diamond, No Presents for Christmas. It's him.
I can't even.
With the reindeer. And he's just rude. It's like, it's goofy. So he decides to just do like this goofy song. No Presents for Christmas. Like...
And it almost looks like that would be a joke. Like, someone just, like, thought it would be so funny to, oh, he'll never do a Christmas album.
it just is one of those things that just kind of was like weird. Like it just and became like honestly spirit. 1985 to be a heavy metal like icon. I mean 1985, like the 80s, like mid to late 80s, and even early night, like that's like King Diamond's like heyday. Like he's, you know, very, very popular in Europe. Okay. Like, and then this drops, and it's like, so he's actually kind of like one of the first. I don't know, I can't say he's the first, but like in the mix of like being like a really kind of not known for doing something like this, but then dropping like a metal Christmas song that's like corn. I mean, the lyrics refer to like Daffy Duck and like, I don't know. Did you read the lyrics to this?
They're like nonsense.
Donald Duck and Tom and Jerry.
It's nonsense. It's a lot of lot. Yes. It's a lot of long nonsense.
It is. It's just kind of like just keeps going, and it's just like it's kind of ridiculous, but it's also like really funny to me. And I was like, you know what? I can't not give you a Christmas playlist. I got a feeling this is gonna rank low, but I'm like, I can't give you a metal Christmas metal playlist without giving you.
I appreciate that.
No Presents for Christmas by King Diamond. I think, well, I would lose my metal cred status, and my card would be ripped up and thrown away if I didn't at least introduce you to King Diamond's No Presents for Christmas.
Understood. I can respect that. So yeah. This was my least favorite, which probably...
I'm not shocked.
If I had a spirit animal, it would be Daffy Duck.
Yeah, I'd be Daffy Duck.
Coming with Dave. I like it. So incidentally, just last week, I was listening to Christmas music, and that song came on, I'm Nothing for Christmas.
Right.
And I listened to it for like the first time with a new set of ears, and I was like, this is the saddest song in the world.
It is. It is very sad.
Nothing for Christmas. And I mean, when you listen
for Christmas,
and when you listen to like the mischief that, you know, this kid was doing, like, I mean,
he's doing a lot of really bad stuff though.
He was being a little mischievous, but is it still like, I just can't ever imagine not giving a kid a Christmas.
He's lucky Krampus didn't come for him.
Which I actually have on my list because I said this song would be, I just watched that movie for the first time.
Movie's great, right? Isn't it great? I loved it.
We're not a movie review show, but we're going to go into this for a second. Because,
we're going to go into Krampus for a second.
I was so angry. Those actors, I'm like, why are you letting her out the door? Why this? Why this? She said, keep the fire lit. Like all these mistakes. All these mistakes with these. I was so passionate. So Marcus made me watch it. And I had just been putting it off. And I actually really liked the folklore behind it. Mm-hmm. I really liked that. But I could not stand the actors and actresses. I said, they all could have been alive if they just listened to me.
But isn't that the way it goes for horror films?
That's also what I
script says to not... To do this,
to do the exact opposite that instinct would say. Yeah. So, but it was interesting. So I listened to this, and I said, this would have been a phenomenal song.
Yeah, this would have been great to play Krampus.
And I actually forgot to go Google to see if it actually maybe was. But that was the first thing that I thought of when I heard and listened to the full thing. I'm like, oh, this would have been such a perfect setting. So while I did not like this song, I could appreciate it with the elements because – you know, horror Christmas movies need music too.
Yeah. And this actually would work well because he is from, you know, he is from Denmark. So he is a Danish artist, and a lot of Merciful Fate is mixed of Danish. And, you know, and he particularly is very proud. He's a very proud Dane. Mm-hmm. But there's a great movie too where this also could work. And I don't know if you ever saw this, Rare Exports, A Christmas Tale. It's a Finnish movie, but it also deals with like a Krampus kind of thing. Sure. And I don't want to give it away. No spoilers, but it's from 2010. Okay. It's a good movie. I mean, and it's like, yes, it's subtitled, but like there's so much like you can easily know what's going on. It's very good. And the way it ends is like, it's very tongue in cheek. So I would definitely highly encourage you watching Rare Exports, A Christmas Tale, because it's kind of like horror comedy. And it's very good. And it takes a Krampus theme and kind of does something a little bit different with it. And I could definitely have heard this song on there too.
And speaking of endings, the way Krampus ended was interesting.
Yep.
It wasn't exactly what I thought it was going to be. And I was like, interesting.
Yeah, it's got a little twist ending there. A little twist, yeah.
So if you want a little dark, Merry Christmas, check that movie out if you haven't watched it yet.
I would highly recommend checking out Krampus. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it wasn't my favorite movie by any means, but I did enjoy it.
But it was a very entertaining.
Yeah, Marcus says it's his favorite Christmas movie so far. Again, okay. And I'm like, I think he must be in a mood.
Must be in a mood.
So let's play up a little bit of this.
All right, let's play a little bit of
No Presents for Christmas by King Diamond.
King Diamond.
I mean, he's true to himself in this song.
Yeah.
Like, all the elements of all the Christmas songs are there, really, throughout the whole thing. The killer clowns. Come on!
Perfect 80s metal. 1985. This is heavy for 85, man.
The heaviest of all of our songs.
Christmas time is here again. Christmas time. Send to me to help me hand. Yeah. He cannot find a single sheep.
So great.
As if it's an opera.
So I've seen King Diamond live 3 times, and he really? Never disappoints. Great show, great stage show. I mean, that was a live version of the song. He hits the notes. He's great. He's great.
Impressive.
He really puts on an amazing show. It definitely, you know, if you're into the music, even if you're not, but you just like theatricalness, like we were talking about Ice Nine Kills, like
yeah.
Puts on a really fun show and really gets the audience into it. And guy's a great front man, like excellent front man, great, great entertainer, really is. The costume changes, the whole thing, really cool show.
It makes you wonder what an artist like King Diamond would have come up with if he was a newer artist now. Would he have landed on that kind of like Ice Nine Kills type feeling?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's tough, you know, because it's like he is from that time, and like he, like Merciful Fate, such a important part of like metal and modern metal, and like I said, bands like, and it's not just Ghost or other bands, but you hear a lot of that, and you know, and these all, and by the way, you know, Ghost and Tobias the singer, he's from Sweden, so it's like of course Merciful Fate and King Diamond, like. Because while King Diamond and Merciful Fate, like when you think about it from an American standpoint, like weren't like headliners here in America, like how Metallica and like, but in Europe, a way different story. Like even bands like Sabaton, Sabaton's big here, but Sabaton's huge in Europe. I mean, huge in Europe, but they come here and like, yeah, they'll play and they play festivals and they'll draw a crowd, but not like it is in Europe. Like, it's very different, like, metal, how metal fans in Europe and how metal fans in America are. And the different types of metal that sort of across the Atlantic, like, what gets big and what's not. Like, Metallica's a global band. Iron Maiden, global band. But, like, bands like King Diamond and Sabaton are, like, yes, they have fans here in America. But
you being
in Europe, they're, like, you know, selling out. They're headlining festivals, the big festivals out there. Like, they're headlining.
So that's amazing then that you were able to see them 3 times in concert.
Yeah. Well, and this is, you know, I will say once again, living in the New York, New Jersey area, New York, we're a major market. Totally so fair. Like I all bands are always going to come to the New York area because it's so stop. Diverse. It's a stop. It's the biggest market here. Like it's the biggest market for sports entertainment.
I always forget that element.
And everybody comes here to play. So we usually get the chance to see bands that maybe some other parts of the country because it just isn't going to, you know, they don't have a strong fan base there. So but they're definitely going to stop in New York.
Makes complete sense. Okay. Where do I rate?
So were you
diamonds? No presents for Christmas.
No presents for Christmas.
All right. It was my least favorite of the
three. I knew it would be, but you know.
So I don't want to be not in the Christmas spirit. You know what? I'm just going to go with three records. I don't want to insult it more and take it down into the two range. It doesn't, you know.
I mean,
your story behind it sold me up to three.
I mean, it is what it is. You know, it's a fun
not
song.
Not a point higher, but three.
Christmas time is here again! Oh yeah.
Oh.
So great. And Donald Duck is still in. Listen to lyrics though. Here we go. Christmas time is here again. Santa needs a helping hand. It's getting very, very late. St. Peter's crossed the Golden Gate and Donald Duck is still in bed. I wonder who is going to help. There's no presents. There's no presents. Not this Christmas. No presents. Tom and Jerry, all that sherry. They don't give a damn. Like Tom and Jerry still drinking sherry. Like, nonsense, but it's great.
It is nonsense because it is nonsense lyrics to all the traditional sound songs. And Mama Baglio coming in, you're being very generous. That's the Christmas spirit.
She had to grow up hearing this stuff coming out of my bedroom. She was like, what the hell is wrong with you? Why would you listen to this? Like, this is great.
Did you worry about our dear Chris here? Because Owen listens to music that his father would listen to.
Yeah.
So I don't have any like concerns there. But if he just was listening to random music all on his own, like that was new to our family, I'd be like, what? What's Dave's name?
Dave's coming in with my all-time favorite band, Ed Redeeming's Quality, did a cover of Frosted Snowman, but even that isn't a Christmas song that I listen to. He's also saying, the Christmas song that feeds my soul is You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch.
So Dave, is there a story behind not liking Christmas, or do you just not enjoy the Christmas cheer? Is it just too much? Because I know for some people it is.
It is. I mean, for a lot of folks, this isn't like a great time of year. So
no, and a lot of people have not great memories with it. So I think there's a lot of reasons why someone might not love Christmas.
Of course.
I just it's in my soul. I think I was just born with the spirit of Christmas in my heart.
Which is why King Diamond's No Presents for Christmas is perfect.
Three records.
All right, so three records. All right, so here we go. Into your last song for me. Last song for me, which, by the way, I know the song, but I hadn't heard this version of it.
Oh, that's exciting.
Right, so this is not a version, which, by the way, is like pretty faithful. I mean, it's not like anything out of step. It's just, once again, when we talk about Christmas songs that everybody knows, but then kind of putting an edge to it, giving it a little more attitude, not making it so vanilla, snow
that's
frost.
Fair.
I think they did a good job. So this is All I Want for Christmas Is You by Lauren Babick. And I did not know who Lauren Babick was.
This is exciting.
So Lauren Babick is actually a Canadian musician from Toronto, Canada, and she sings, teaches, writes, and records music. She's also the vocalist of two bands, Red Handed Denial and Crazy 88. Two bands I don't know of. I didn't know who she was. I don't know her bands at all.
Guilty, I didn't either. Until yesterday.
I think everybody in the world knows the song All I Want for Christmas Is You, which is like the probably most popular Christmas song of all time. Released in 1994 by Mariah Carey, went to number one in the US and number one in the UK, and pretty much charts number one
everywhere. Like
every year. It's absolutely outstanding the life that the song has had. Like, absolutely outstanding. And and every year it seems like she's fighting off another legal battle, someone claiming to have written that song. Because just imagine now, Mariah Carey, very successful artist, like with even without the song, but can you imagine just writing one song like this? You will you never have to write another song in your entire life.
Never.
This song is by far, and listen, there are a lot of popular Christmas songs.
Is this the most profitable Christmas song in history?
It has to be. I don't have the stats on this. I mean, so quick stat I have here is White Christmas by Bing Crosby has a lock. This is according to songfacts.com. So I don't know how recent this is up to.
Sure.
Has a lock on best-selling Christmas song of all time. So that's White Christmas by Bing Crosby. Lock on best-selling Christmas song of all time. But All I Want for Christmas is You is a best-selling Christmas song by a female artist. Both songs are entered into United States National Recording Registry. White Christmas was added in 2002, and All I Want for Christmas was entered in 2023.
Wow.
So as of this writing, which I don't know when this was written, going from songfacts.com, it was, they say Bing Crosby has a lock on best-selling Christmas song of all time, but All I Want for Christmas is You is a best-selling Christmas song by a female artist.
Interesting.
So take that for what it is.
Okay. Well, phenomenal songwriting. Incredible delivery. I mean, Mariah clearly made it what it is.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's her song. She owns it. I mean, she owns the song.
It was written, it showcased every ounce of what her talent is.
And I think that there's obviously tons of cover versions of this song.
Yeah.
Like, and I actually have other versions of the song that I do like, but I'd not heard Lauren Babbitt's version. So I was pleasantly surprised when you added it to the list.
Very
and I was like, what am I going to expect here? I didn't know. I'm like, I knew it had to be metal or hard rock based because that was the theme. So I knew it was a country. But hadn't heard Lauren Babbitt. So let's listen to a little bit of All I Want for Christmas Is You by Lauren Babbitt. Who I think has a great
don't
voice.
Want a lot for Christmas.
Like the bluesy.
It's
just one thing I need.
Immediately.
I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own.
It doesn't stop getting heartier.
Yeah, heartier. No, I love it. This is great. You got to love the little breakdown there. It's like, get into the Christmas pit. Let's go. No, it was good. I really dig it. No, I listened to this one out of all the songs that you gave me on the list. This is the one I listened to the most. I really liked her version. I think her voice is outstanding. Like I said, hadn't heard of Lauren Babbitt before. And, you know. What's a great way to get on Chris's radar is to do a really good cover song of a Christmas song. So
there you go.
What's a great way to make Chris an instant fan? But no, I really dig this, and it makes me now want to go check out the bands that she's fronting because I had no idea about her bands, any of this stuff. I also love the fact too that she's a teacher, that she teaches music, that she obviously she sings like. She just seems like so ver- and I was on her website, like,
degree.
Yeah, and I went on her website, laurenbabbitt.ca, because she's from Canada, and she's got an EP out of just her, like, just Lauren Babbitt EP, and then she's got her stuff out with, you know, her bands.
Mm-hmm.
Her EP is called Silence is the Only Sound, so listen, I'm going to check it out. I am really interested in checking out, like, her whole sound and her other bands. I like this. I thought this was a really good song. This is a banger. It's going Well, it's already on the Christmas playlist, but it's going on all my Christmas playlists.
Very good.
I highly encourage everybody to check this song out, especially if you like, as you could tell, if you heard, like, great voice, but I love the edge, and I love that she gets, like, the breakdown in there, but doesn't go, like, too far where it, like, scares someone like you away, you know?
Absolutely. Like, there's that element of a raspy tone, but it's bluesy, so controlled.
The bluesy quality of her voice is great.
Yeah, it didn't take away from the version that Mariah, like, it was a beautiful blend and marrying of two worlds. And because I'll be honest, I'm kind of over Mariah Carey's version. It is so overdone, and I just
this is what happens.
It's great, even yeah. I mean, and it just it's on TikTok all the time.
Yeah, I know.
It's and so while I can appreciate it, and I look and I can really admire that she was able to sing that and it was as successful as it was. It just, it's really too much for me these days, but this version excites me a lot.
Excites you. I like this.
It
one.
Does. Oh. Yeah.
And even my mom checking Mama in
Baglio.
This one, I like.
Yeah. Like it's a great compromise to tradition, and I could have this on a playlist at a family tradition because nobody would get upset by it.
No, it's heavy enough. It's fun enough. It rocks hard enough, but it doesn't scare anybody away.
Yeah, tell me how like rocking around the Christmas tree is any different than this.
Really? I mean, you're not wrong. It's just decades separated in a little different production, little
so you know, if you're little good with heavier. That song, you yeah. should be good with that type of song.
No, I agree. That's a great analogy. I mean, listen, I really like this. So where am I rating this on a scale of 1 to 5 records?
Baglio.
Okay. I really enjoyed this version. I really enjoyed it a lot. And I know there may be a bunch of people out there that are just saying I'm standing for Lauren Babbitt. So they're going to accuse me of just standing for this, but I don't care. I'm standing for Lauren Babbitt in this song. I am giving this a 4.8.
Stop it. I love it. Oh my goodness.
It hit the right tone with me. I'm liking it. I was listening to it yesterday in my car. So I had the car test. I cranked it in the car.
It's good.
Fantastic. I was feeling it.
Would you look at that? Has Rachel listened to this one yet?
She has.
What were her thoughts?
And she dug it. She thought it was good. Okay. She really dug it. Yeah. No, she dug it. Maybe not as much as I did, but sure, she dug but it.
She could appreciate it.
Well, but she liked it because she thought the quality of the voice was very good. She really, and Rachel likes heavy music. She just, Ice Nine Kills is not her cup of tea, but stuff like this, she likes. She likes hard rock. She likes metal, but she likes stuff where she can sing and you can hear the vocals. Like Spirit Box, she's on the fence with. Like the Spirit Box songs where she's singing, great. When she's growling, she's like, I'm out. She checks out. So
it's just too much. And this
I get that.
I feel like when we did this episode, I automatically had that cringe of like, oh, metal, forgetting that metal is not just this.
Right.
It's this or that and all the in between. This being the perfect example of All I Want for Christmas by Lauren Bebek being the really great entry level into a metal Christmas album or song. So while I was very hesitant to enjoy this show, I have enjoyed it very much so far.
Well, I'm glad to hear that because the I like any genre of music, right? You have so many different levels and metal is very wide. And then you start getting into rock and hard rock, classic, you know, but metal itself as a genre is very wide. And I'm not going to say very accepting because metal heads.
Yeah, but the range.
There's a lot of gatekeeping that happens in metal. However, the range is great. And I put her, she's right on the bubble of like, it's heavy enough to be hard rock, but I also, there's a lot of metal quality. Like, you're not getting breakdowns in hard rock songs like that. So that then makes it a little bit more metal. So,
we
could debate this, and I'll share other metal heads, you know, we could debate this forever, but I think it counts.
And I would suspect there was some strategy because if she's a teacher of music, she understands the listener of music,
absolutely.
Where the entry level of where it began to where it ended, it warms up those ears.
Sucks you right in. And she pulls it off.
By the time you get to the heavy, your ears are already warmed up to the previous that you're like, oh, this still isn't so bad. So I think the whole presentation of it, the whole package was really wise. I'm so glad you enjoyed it.
I very much enjoyed it. It was my favorite on the list.
Very, very good. Okay. So your third and final song to me to wrap this show up, because we have no Wheel of Themes this week.
We did no Wheel yesterday. Of Themes because we spun a Wheel of Themes.
We sure did yesterday. Go watch it on demand. It was basically a mini show, let's be honest.
it was creeping into, like, we could have probably just done an hour of just that.
easily. But the wheel spun, and so the final song for you this week is Carol of the Bells by August Burns Red.
Yep.
Who doesn't know Carol of the Bells?
Who doesn't know August Burns Red?
Have you sent me them before?
Yes, we've done two August Burns Red songs before. We did Mariana's Trench, and I think we did Whitewashed. I think we may have done Whitewashed.
How did I like them?
you were like, not great about it. But August Burns Red, I love these guys. They're great. And they have been for years putting out Christmas songs, mostly all instrumental versions. They normally have, like, you know, the singing you don't like, but very technical. I've seen them live a bunch of times. They are unbelievable live, like, just so much energy, tons of fun. And every year they always release Christmas songs. So they've been over the year, like, you can go on and have August Burns Red. They usually do a Christmas show every year called Christmas Burns Red in Lancaster, PA, where they're from. And they do a big kind of Christmas festival show out there, like 2 days worth of stuff. Like, and they always tie charity into it. Like, they just, and they always go back to Lancaster, very much into their home roots. Just outstanding guys, like really great dudes who just put out great music consistently. And the Christmas stuff is great. And they just released Up on the Roof for this season.
Ooh,
so Up on the Roof is out now. That literally just dropped. And yeah, and they put out some special Christmas merch and all that stuff. All corny, all funny stuff. Like, these guys, you can tell they love having a great time around Christmas.
As do we. And so this one is a really good song to wrap up the list of heavy metal, because I feel this song has been played with amongst the music community for a long time. And there's ton of different versions of this, some with lyrics, some without it. Carol of the Bells. I remember singing this in choir. It was one of my favorite songs to sing because it just sounded so beautiful when you put all of the stuff together.
Agreed.
There's a lot happening in a song like this. So when you sent me this, I really enjoyed this. I don't have a ton of notes on it because it's, where do you go? It's just a heavier, metaler version of Carol of the Bells.
And I love that. And I think Dave had it in here. Did Dave have the Trans-Siberian Orchestra? Yeah, Dave had and I really like the Trans-Siberian Orchestra of this. I think they did an outstanding job with it. And I think, once again, August Burns Red, you know, they're typically like basically a metalcore band. So they bring their brand and their flavor to it. And they're highly technical and proficient, like, musicianship. And once again, I feel like you hear the fun that they're having playing this stuff. And they did, during the pandemic, they did a, because a lot of bands were doing that, like, live stream stuff, like pay-per-view, because, and it was great because, you know, you couldn't go out and play. So bands were doing a lot of these live streams, and you could at least pay to see the band, you know, so it was cool. And they did a Christmas one, and they played, like, all the Christmas stuff. And they did it was great. You know, it was just them in a room and they were doing a little skit. It was just funny. You know, they're all dressed up, they're wearing Santa hats, and it just was love really it. Fun. And and they did this and I loved it. And it's just one of my favorites. And so when I was trying to think, and I had a lot of August Burns Red Christmas songs on here, because they've also done some original instrumentals too. That I really, really encourage everybody going to check out. They have one called Sled and Hill. That's an EP. Like, really, like, if you don't like the singing, that's fine. But, like, the instrumental stuff, I think you guys would really, especially if you're looking for, like, good alternatives and heavier kind of sounding music, but not, like, doesn't make you run to the hills screaming, being like, oh, my God, my ears are bleeding.
Yeah. It's good. And you know what I liked? Even though it's a very traditional song that everyone's played, you can tell they put their own little special touches and their own little elements in it. So they took the liberties to do that. And I enjoyed that.
Yeah, it's very August Burns Red. So you want me to play a little bit?
I sure do. Let our listeners hear a little treat.
All right.
I love August the sound Burns of Red. Like playbells. It's You don't know where this song's going at this point. Beautiful.
Wait, you just casually have a bowl of nuts and Nutcracker right next to your computer?
Isn't that normal? It's Christmas time.
You crack the nuts and it breaks out. So good. I love it. You're just like, you literally just
have a bowl of nuts. Yeah. And Nutcracker.
You literally just pulled a bowl of nuts and a Nutcracker out of like thin air.
I'm a like, man of sharp.
So right casually. Is that part of Christmas decorations for you? Is like, well, oh, and now here's the bowl of nuts with the Nutcracker. Yeah, or is that out all year long?
No, the nuts come out around Thanksgiving. You get the mixed nuts. You get walnuts, which I'm pretty sure I'm a little allergic to because it makes my tongue feel funny, but I eat them anyway. The hazelnuts. I mean, I don't know what's wrong with that. Someone help me out. Does anyone else put a bowl of nuts out around Christmas? And you got to have the Nutcracker.
You got to have the Nutcracker.
And then the little picker things. Got to pick the nuts out sometimes.
I love it.
Well, you just never know what's going to happen on the Song Swap Showdown.
Never know. Dave's saying metal's a great variation of on Carol of Bells. It's also a great song when done a cappella. Yes. And I suggest August Burns Red for the holiday album. They also do a show in our hometown of Lancaster, PA in December called Christmas Burns Red. Yep. Ooh. Yeah, we were just talking about that, actually, and it's great. I've wanted to go. Every year it comes up, I want to go, and every year I can't go because we have so much family stuff going on, and, you know, it's not one of Rachel's favorite things. You know. Wait, you're not coming to this family thing so you can go to a metal show in Lancaster, PA? And I'm getting no nuts.
Let's bring us home.
So bring Carol the Bells. Carol the Bells. Red. Rate it.
I'm going to say 4.5 because I really like this song. I think
4.5.
I like it. Wow. I like this song in general. I've yet to hear a version of it that I didn't like. I do enjoy all of the different creative liberties that they put their little spins in. So 4.5.
You're the winner.
I did not expect to win this episode.
Yes, you have won this episode. Oh, here we go. Amanda must be the winner if Chris is lowest yet. No, you're right.
That probably was true.
You have a score. I can't do the math right now, but you won.
Okay, I'll take it.
You had a 3.8 plus a 4 plus a 4.8.
I am the winner at the very basis of I found some heavy metal songs that I really enjoy adding.
You have a...
to my Christmas list.
Yes. No, we...
That's winning.
I think you did a really good job putting together your
Thank
list.
Thank you. And I would not have listened to those songs had I not did the show. And I truly, when I say I really like Christmas Truce, I really like Christmas Truce. I just think, like, you know where I compare it with? Like the, so this is Christmas. Yeah. Like that, like, I just put it in that same category, different delivery, but its message is just as strong.
No, it's a very strong message and very relevant as we were talking about. So, all right. So listen, I think we talked about some really good, diverse metal songs. I think as far as metal Christmas goes, I feel like we brought it. I brought a nice diversity to my list.
Yes,
even some threw in a classic King Diamond song in there, which, you know.
You knew it hurt you. You knew it hurt you.
I knew it, but it had to be done.
Yep.
You had to be added. It had to be on the record. It had to be added in. I do have that on vinyl, the OG version.
Look at that.
And you know, it is a staple in when you talk about metal Christmas. It's a staple. As goofy as the song is, it is a staple, and it needs to be there. So, but I thought your list was great too. I mean, the Sabaton one for me was definitely the shocker. I just did not expect to ever get a Sabaton song from Amanda Sharp.
That's great.
That was good. I was really surprised with that one. Your other two picks, great picks. Just not like, I felt like those were definitely more Amanda picks. Sabaton blew me away. That was like, wow, Sabaton,
It blew me away a little bit, you know, as well. Like, I wouldn't have never thought that that would have,
but
it just spoke to my soul immediately.
But I like it. I like it. And that's why, you know, it now belongs on the playlist, our new Christmas playlist. So by the way, everybody, once again, if you want to check out any of these songs, plus other songs that we've curated, Christmas-wise, holiday-wise, whatever you're into, definitely check out our holiday playlist, Song Swap Showdown Christmas playlist. You can get it right now, Spotify, link in the bio, link in the notes, QR code, or just go over to Spotify and search Song Swap Showdown Christmas playlist. There's this really nice AI generated picture of these two people who look nothing like us, but you know, we used it anyway because we thought it was
absolutely
cute.
That's
why it's called Avatar, because in that way it's like, you know,
brown hair, dark hair, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. You know,
we're practically them.
We're practically in spirit. They have our spirits.
That's right.
Yeah. So search for that playlist. A lot of great songs in there, a lot of diversity, every country, pop, rock, metal. Everything's on there, anything that you like. And, you know, if you want something else added to it, let us know. We'll throw it on the list. Yep. So please feel free to share that and follow it and listen to it during the holidays while wherever you're going. And also our show here. So listen, thank you all so much for following us today. Thanks for watching. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, hit that follow button, smash the bell so that way you get notified every time we drop new episodes, which is every Monday at 8:15 a.m. We drop a full episode of Song Swap Showdown. We go live here, and then you can watch it on demand. Plus, during the week, we drop highlights. We put up shorts. So we are always dropping new content on this channel every week. And if you want to participate with the show, become part of our community. Over on Facebook, we have the whole Song Swap Showdown Backstage Pass group. Join it. We're always posting stuff in there too, putting polls up, always trying to get community engagement, always looking for ideas from everybody, stuff to add to the wheel. So definitely participate in that. And follow us also too on the socials, Instagram and TikTok. We're also posting content. Content like everywhere, man.
We have post fun doing it.
Yeah.
Thanks for putting up with us, everyone.
Absolutely. And if you like what we do, and you want to support us too on another level, you can also consider going over to buymeacoffee.com and, you know, buy us a coffee. It's buymeacoffee.com/songswapshow, or you can use the QR code up here or the link in our bio. And if you feel like we're doing a great job and you'd like to, you know, show your appreciation, maybe from a monetary level, no pressure. You could literally, you know, support us for as low as $1 just to, you know, buy us a coffee. We would love that. Or you can become a VIP member, like our buddy, New Wave Dave Mattingly, who supports us on a monthly basis. And there's all kinds of little perks and stuff like that as well. And as we move into 2024, Amanda and I are definitely working on a lot of great ideas and some other ways to get everybody involved and participate in all that. Plus, we also have our merch store too. So if you want any fun merch, Song Swap Showdown merch inspired by the show, stuff with our logo on it, you can head over there as well. It's songswapshowdown.com. And I think we have a coupon code going there too. So you can also get, I think, 20% off on our merch there as well. So
boom.
That is it. So, and Amanda.
Do we need a shirt merch with me holding up some nuts and a nutcracker?
Yeah. Get your nuts cracked by Amanda.
All because Dave said needs more cowbell. Yeah. It took me in all the directions. Dave.
Get your nuts cracked by that girl.
To this show.
That girl. Love it.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So listen, everybody, our next show will be next Monday at 8:15 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure you tune in. We will be talking about mistletoe melodies, romantic holiday songs. So get your picks ready. We will post it in the Facebook group. We want to know what you guys would like to see us cover. We'd like to hear your ideas. And even if they don't make it on the show, maybe they'll make it onto the holiday playlist.
Absolutely.
So we definitely want to hear your suggestions for some smooching under the mistletoe songs.
Yes.
Those could be metal too, by the way.
You're right. Or country.
Or country. Or pop. 80s. Or 80s.
Yeah.
Yes. There's no genre is off limits.
Correct. Correct.
No genre is off limits.
It's going to be a good show. I know it.
Yeah. And Dave, just to answer your question, are we planning a 12/25 show, an actual Christmas Day show? We will not be going live on Christmas Day. We are taking Christmas Day off to spend with our families because I think if we went live on Christmas Day, we would both not be doing the show anymore.
Neither one of us
would be alive anymore to do the show. So, but we may release something special that day. So, yeah, we may do a little.
There'll be some sort of content that will go out.
Yeah, absolutely. Alex,
come in. We want to see season 4 actually happen.
Yeah. New Year's Day? I don't know. We'll see. Maybe. I don't know. It depends.
We want to see season 4 actually happen.
Yeah. New Year's Day? Maybe. I don't know. It depends what kind of state I'm in. Yeah.
We'll definitely be posting something. Probably won't be live. But I like that you're asking those questions and coordinating your calendar with us.
Come on. Look at all the little what's the big deal? Look at all the razzing going on right now.
We're trying to wrap up the show. Busting our chops over here.
We appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Honestly, thanks for everybody who has participated in the chat today. Dave, Alex, my mom's. Chris Carr, we also had Don Seckler, New Wave, Dave Mattingly in there. We had Mark Roddick, James Scott checking in, Paula. Oh my God, Ian, thank you guys all so much for your support. Lots and lots of love for you and everybody else who has been checking out the show and hanging out with us each and every week. You guys are the best. And I guess we will see you next Monday for an all new episode of Song Swap Showdown as we tackle Mistletoe Melodies. That's what it's called. I don't know. Songs of romantic Christmas songs.
Smooching. The smooching.
Yeah. All the smooching. All right. Any final words, Amanda Sharp? Amanda?
No. Amanda, signing out.
Signing out. All right, everybody. See ya next week. Get notified every single time we drop a new episode of Chris and Amanda's Song Swap Showdown. Just hit that follow button wherever you get your podcasts. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the show, please use the email address in our show notes and we'll get right back to you. And last but not least, please feel free to follow us over on our social accounts on Instagram and TikTok at Song Swap Showdown, or join our ever-growing community in our Facebook group by using the link in our show notes. Thanks for listening.